Awesome job for these guys, amen? Yeah. Grace, I'll say it again. You play a mean fiddle there with Jesse Crow. I like that. Man, thank you very much to Southcrest Baptist in Bessemer for coming out this morning. Appreciate that. I'm actually going to take this off here. Give me a little room in case I want to run around up here this morning. All right. Carl, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys coming out more than you know. As I mentioned, this is the first week of Advent, and I want to talk to you this morning about hope. I want to ask a question before we do that. Could anybody out here this morning use some hope? Amen. If your hand's not raised, you probably should raise it, right? We all can use hope no matter what life brings us. And honestly, that's what the first week of Advent really is. It's to think about this idea of hope. The biblical definition of hope is this: to expect something beneficial in the future. If you are a believer in Christ, then you have something very beneficial waiting for you in the future. But not only in the future, in the here and now, there is a hope that you and I, sinners, as I said earlier, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we will do, the fact that we have hope that we can be called sons and daughters of God, that is a glorious, magnificent hope. And so as we talked a little while back about being thankful, if we find nothing to be thankful about, there is this great thankfulness of this hope that we have to being sons and daughters of God. So this morning we talk about hope, and there's a book in the Bible, Isaiah. And Isaiah is written 700 years before Christ was born on earth. Now, I say born on earth because I want you to know this morning that our belief from Scripture, and we know to be true, is that Jesus didn't just pop on the scene the first Christmas morning. You see, He's always been. If you read John 1, He's referred to as the Word, and it says, about the Word, that in the beginning was the Word was with God, but yet also at the same time, the Word was God, right? That He's always been. But a loving God Himself in human form and flesh came down to be born in the most humble of ways. I want you to know that if I was King of Kings and I had everything at my disposal, my birthplace probably would not have been a manger. But that's where Jesus' birthplace was. The first smells of our Savior was that of animals were around. And He came into this humble birth, and He did so for a purpose. And if you haven't figured that purpose out yet, there is great hope in that purpose. The purpose that you, no matter where life has you, have the opportunity to have a relationship with the Holy Father through Jesus and His birth. You see, this was a birth that was pointed from the very direction. The compass was always pointed towards the cross. When we think about it in those terms, and we think about a glorious hope that awaits, it is a humbling thought to think of that Jesus, God in the flesh, this one who is called the Word, would come to live a life that was pointed straight to death. And we all know that's where life has us pointed, right? There is a time for us to be appointed to live, a time appointed for death, a time appointed for judgment, as the Word tells us. But that Jesus' death was not going to be just some easy death, not falling asleep one day and not waking up. This was a death that was going to cost Him everything. Cost Him separation from a holy Father, and He did so to offer us hope. So 700 years before Christ was born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit, He's always been, Isaiah writes to people longing for hope. He writes to us longing for hope. But see, these people were longing for a Messiah. They were longing for one that would come. And here's what the Word says. In Isaiah chapter 7, starting at verse 14, it says, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel." Now, this is a verse that you've heard many times before, I'm sure, but I want to take you to a place here of understanding that these were a people waiting for this magnificent sign, waiting for a Messiah. They were looking towards a Messiah. We have the beautiful timing to be born where we can look back and see that a Messiah has already come. Our Advent, our anticipation of hope is not only a hoping of celebrating that day when we can say, hey, today is the day that hope came. But we can also come to a place and say, we long and we wait for His coming again. We hope. And it's not a hope-so kind of hope. Some people will tell you, I hope that my team makes it in the playoff today, right? I hope that things pan out for me one day. This is not a blind kind of hope. This is a hope that is guaranteed, set in stone, that if our trust is in Christ, we have a glorious hope, a hope that will not fail, a great anticipation of beneficial things to happen, not only in the future, but the here and now. But these people were looking and waiting, and as Jesse so beautifully said this morning, waiting for this Messiah that was going to come and set everything right in their terms. Even the New Testament followers, as they begin in the time of the Gospels, waiting for someone that was going to come and destroy Roman rule. Someone that was going to come and sit on a throne and take the sword and take care of everything that had been done wrong. But Jesus didn't pick up a sword. He picked up a towel and a basin and He washed feet. He touched the leper and said, you're healed. The ones that had to walk into town and say, unclean, unclean, and people would hide. But Jesus would go and He would touch. To the prostitute who had been caught in adultery and was laying there about to be stoned. And Jesus would go down and bend and touch the prostitute. Love them, forgive them, and bless them. See, Jesus did all things different. I want to tell you this morning, I want to ask you again, do you need hope this morning? If you need hope, I want you to listen to the verses that were written 700 years before Jesus' birth, but offer as much hope as they did then as they do today. Listen to what it says. And His name will be called Emmanuel. The New Testament goes on to tell us that that name means God with us. My friend, I want you to look me in the eye this morning. If you're walking through your life right now and times are tough and you're saying, God, I need you. I need hope. This man's telling me I can have hope. Can I truly have that? Can I truly grasp a hold of hope? I want you to understand these sweetest words ever spoken in all of Scripture. Emmanuel, God with us. You see, there's a secret that Paul said last week in our Scripture. He says, I've learned the secret of everything. I've learned the secret of being content when things are great, when things abound, when things are low. And he says this, I can do all things through Christ. My friend, God is with you. If you would just simply bow the knee and say humbly this word right here. This is a beautiful word. Oh, and not listen, it's not just beautiful in your terms, but it's beautiful in His eyes to hear you say this word. Listen to me, everybody. If you want to know the secret this morning to a relationship with Him, it's this. This is a great place to start. Father. You see, when you say Father to Him and you go through this faith in Jesus Christ that is on this death and the cross, and that is where your faith lies, and you say to Him, Father, it's not an empty call. It's not a call into the heavens where we would shout, Father, and Him not say anything back. It's a call when we say just simply, Father, and I can just picture the smile on His face. Oh, my son, my daughter. I've been waiting to hear from you. I've been waiting for that moment that you would call me Father and I could call you son or call you daughter. Emmanuel, God with us. If you need some more hope this morning, Isaiah goes on just a couple of chapters later in chapter 9, verse 6, and he says this, that for us, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And listen to these names. Wonderful, He shall be called. Counselor, He shall be called. Mighty God, He shall be called. Everlasting Father, He shall be called. Prince of Peace, He shall be called. This morning, do you need peace in a troubled life? Do you need someone who is an everlasting Father that will never leave and never disappoint? Do you need a counselor in the time where it seems like I can't make any right decisions? Do you need someone to fight for you and be a mighty God? That is His name. These names, Emmanuel, God with us. Man, if that doesn't offer hope, I don't know what does this morning. Counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. This is the God that has always been. Jesus has always been, but a humble birth He came so that He could say, Emmanuel, God is with you. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, we get into the rest of the story. 700 years later, and we long with anticipation the day that we celebrate His birth. But as we do that in these weeks of Advent, here is what Matthew chapter 3 says. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." I want you to know, I believe that this word tells us that the kingdom of heaven came when Jesus Christ came and he lived a perfect life in your place on earth. And as he did this, there's some beautiful words spoken here. He says, prepare the way of the Lord. I want you to know there is hope, because there is a way that has been prepared for you. And all you have to do is simply humbly bow the knee and say, Father. Man, what a wonderful time of year to come and offer this hope. What a wonderful time of year to bow the knee and come to a place where you come to the end of yourself and say, I'm tired of walking through life alone. God, would you do that? Would you, like that man said, Emmanuel, would you be with me? Anybody want God to be on the journey with them this morning? Man, that's my prayer. That's the hope that we have to offer. Man, isn't today been a good day that we can come together to celebrate this hope? I want to ask you to do me a favor. If you will, I want you to bow your head and close your eyes this morning. I want you just to stop what you're doing right now. I want you to stop focusing on what you got to do this afternoon, what you've already done today. Stuff that you're about to get off the truck. I want you to just to stop and think. Do you know Him this morning? Do you have that hope? I pray you do. If not, and you're not at a place and you're not ready to accept that, if you're at a place where you say, I don't know that I can believe all that. I don't believe that God, you might be Emmanuel for Him, but I don't think you can be Emmanuel for me. I'm going to ask you to be bold this morning and do this right where you're at. I'm going to ask you to pray, God, would you show me the truth that He's telling me? If that's really truth, God, would you show me that right now? I pray that His Holy Spirit speaks so loud in your heart right now that you can't help but right where you're at to say, God, I get it. I now have that hope. I understand, Father. I understand that when I call Father, it's not an empty call. I understand when I call, it's not going to be no decline call. I understand that when I call to you and I call in hope, I call in faith, I call in the gift of Jesus, that God, you will answer, and not only answer, but like that man's telling me right now, like your Holy Spirit, more importantly, is telling me right now, that when I call Father, you're going to call back Son, call back Daughter. That hope's available. That's what this time of year is about. A man that came and lived a life, God in the flesh that came and lived this life so that you could have hope not only for today, not only to get by tomorrow, but an everlasting hope. Anybody want to thank Him for being Emmanuel this morning? Amen. I want to pray. If you need to speak to somebody, you come speak with me. You come speak with Carl. You come speak with one of these others. If this morning is the morning you need to find that hope, you come talk to one of us. We'll make that way easy. You pray and ask Him. We'll come to you together in agreement with that, okay? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the hope that is found in Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that you are a wonderful God, a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, a Prince of Peace. God, in all these things, we thank you. We thank you that when we call Father, I know me, I know my heart. Father, if my life was laid out in front of these people, they'd probably snatch the microphone from my hand and say, you're not worthy. God, I feel that way at times, but I know the truth. I know the truth that when I call Father, you call Son. I Thank you for that. I don't deserve it, but I thank you for the hope that's found in that. I thank you for that for my brothers and sisters, and I don't pray that as some term that we gloss over. If there are people here that have that same hope, the same hope that when they call father, you call son or daughter, they are my brothers and sisters, no matter where they come from, what they're doing, what they have done, or what they will do. Father, that is the beauty of grace, the beauty of the church, the beauty of your gospel. And so, Emmanuel, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for being God with us. We thank you for coming and living a life that we couldn't live. We thank you for dying a death that we couldn't die. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that is found at your cross. Yes, this is the season we hope and anticipate and celebrate a manger, but Father, more than that, we celebrate what the manger led to. We thank you for your cross. We thank you for the death that was died on that cross for my life, for these others' life. That we could say, God with us, Father, you say son or daughter. We call you on that. My prayer is this morning that if someone was bold enough to be honest with you and say, God, I don't know that I believe that, would you show them the truth today? Would you not let them leave this place without talking with somebody, without, more importantly, hearing from your Holy Spirit to say, my son, my daughter, please come on home. Father, do that for us this morning. We trust you and we trust the power of your Holy Spirit. We love you. God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of one another. We thank you for the gift of meeting new friends and food and all the things that have happened today. It's been an awesome day. We thank you for worship. We thank you for a mean fiddle player. We thank you for all of these things that have happened today. It has been a great time and fellowship in you today. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys.